It's a tough time for many school boards all across the country trying to make a decision on whether they can safely have kids back in school. It's not an easy decision.
There are no good solutions. They're not even close to good solutions.
Helena Miller, who's the head of the school board in Rock Hill, South Carolina, with more than 17,000 students.
We have been working diligently over the past 4 months or so on what it's going to look like when schools open. As a board, we've had many, many sleepless nights.
The final vote? Splitting students into two groups that would each spend 2 days a week in classrooms, the rest of the time would be virtual learning. I'm Shelley Adler.